So, I think we're going down that way. Oh. Thank you, Barbara. That's a whole other picture of the healthcare system here that we don't think about too much. Young people getting sick like that every day. They're healthy, they're on campus, and voila, something goes wrong. Our next speaker is James Darby. He's a nurse at the University of California, San Francisco. He's the chief steward there for the union. And we met the other night on June 29th when Sitco opened up here in San Francisco at 7 theaters, and I don't know how many, there was a bunch, 50, 100, I don't know, nurses at the Empire Cinema. Maybe you have a better idea. And he was out there, I don't know, giving out, directing traffic, putting on T-shirts on people and so forth. And I said, hey, you want to speak? And he goes, of course. And so here he is to give us the experiences of UCSF and CNA. He's a member of the CNA.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. I wanted to speak specifically about a situation that hits near and dear to my heart, and that's one of the UCSF nurses by the name of Cynthia Campbell, who Don had mentioned before. Cynthia Campbell is an amazing lady who called me last October, and she called me as her chief steward just to ask a question. If I knew of any disability plans that she could get on, because she was a nurse that was going to lose her health insurance. And when I talked to Cynthia and found out that there was really no options within the university, we started to talk, and I asked her, do you mind if I ask what's wrong? Why do you need health insurance so urgently? And Cynthia proceeded to tell me that after 30 years of being a nurse and getting a short-term policy because she had not yet gotten a full-time position at UCSF, she went to the doctors, and the amount of money that she actually used wasn't even enough to cover her deductible. So she never actually used her policy. And then she proceeded to tell me that she wasn't feeling good and went to the doctors again and found out that she had not one but two forms of stage 4 cancer. Cynthia is an amazing woman who was caught in a bad situation. And she describes it as actually going to a restaurant, ordering a meal, paying for your food, and if you ever dare ask to eat, they tell you you can't come back. So on the end of this week, Cynthia will now lose her health insurance. And the amazing thing about this woman is she does not give up. She will not give up. And for me, it hit home because when we think about the uninsured or the underinsured, we oftentimes, as Americans, I think, say, well, just pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get a job and do this and do that. And here's someone who followed all the rules. And yet, because she has an illness that is life-threatening, no insurance company will touch her. Then it hit home for me. Because as we speak right now today, I am actually one of the uninsured in America. I'm a nurse. I've been working as a nurse for over 10 years now. But I always had insurance through my partner. And my partner changed jobs. And we recently found out that the insurance will not overlap for 15 days. So for 15 days, I'm uninsured. I could be a Cynthia. Those 15 days, something could happen to me that could cause an insurance company to say, we'll never take you. Where would I be? And then it hit home for me because I went to my doctor and said, you know what? I want to quit smoking. And my doctor said, great. And I said, can I get Wellbutrin? Absolutely. He writes the prescription for Wellbutrin. I go to my pharmacy and they say, oh, your insurance company won't cover that. Well, why not, you know? And so I paid out of pocket for it and went home and started my Wellbutrin regimen. And I mentioned to my doctor that had happened. He said, you know, I really need to see you again. So I went back to my doctor, and my doctor said to me, I really don't need to see you, and we're not going to charge you a copay, but you need to tell me that you're having some depression. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, just tell me you're depressed. I said, okay, I'm depressed. He writes another prescription for Wellbutrin. But as opposed to saying that it was for smoking cessation, he said that I was depressed, and the insurance company covered it. My doctor then proceeded to say to me, you and Michael Moore and CNA really need to fight for single-payer health care, because I have to spend my time trying to figure out ways to navigate the health insurance system so that I could take care of my patients. To that end, I just want to encourage everyone not only to just see the movie, but to get active. A young lady over there said she's tired of sitting in meetings. She wants to see people knocking on doors and doing things. And that's what we all have to do. For Cynthia Campbell, for our children, for our parents, for our grandparents, this is a serious issue. And it's not going to get better until we, the people, demand better. Thank you.
Thank you, James. I'm really glad you brought up Cynthia Campbell. I'm going to take a minute here and just say something else about her. She also